The National Accreditation Board has meanwhile dissmissed calls for its dissolution. The executive secretary of the board, Kwame Dati, said there is no basis for such a call. He told Radio Ghana that it is not true that there are unaccredited institutions which are awarding degrees in the country. Mr. Dati said the institutions listed by some two Ghanaian scholars as having awarded fake degrees to Ghanaians are not based in the country, and that the board has no jurisdiction over such foreign institutions. Mr. Dati spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
I saw that they have mentioned a number of institutions. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not aware that those institutions are in Ghana. I think they are foreign institutions. If they are foreign institutions, then our jurisdiction does not cover them. What we can do is to forewarn the public that these institutions are unaccredited in their home country, so don't go in for their degrees. But if they are located in Ghana, then we can report them to the security agency.
Are you saying that all the institutions that they listed, none of them is operating in Ghana?
Not that I know of.
So what about SMC?
See, SMC was registered in Ghana. And we are saying that for all those who acquired qualifications from them for the duration of their registration period, their credentials are still valid. But their registration is not for an indefinite period. They were given a period, I believe it ended last year. So they applied for re-registration and we requested them to provide certain information, including the status of their accreditation in their home country, Switzerland. So what we said was that for those already enrolled on the program, we have extended the registration for 3 years to enable them complete successfully. But they are not permitted to enroll fresh students on their program until what we requested has been provided.
Are you also aware that there are a number of foreign institutions which are running online programs for Ghanaians here in Ghana?
I can't speculate. If you provide me the names of those institutions, then I can inform you about the accreditation status or not.
The clarification I want to get is whether there are any online programs in Ghana.
Well, the SMC was an online program.
And that is only an online institution?
Yes, for now that is what I know.
The research also spoke about another institution which claims to have a royal charter from Gumonyanyano.
Is that not funny? Because it is only the President of the Republic who can award a presidential charter to an institution to award degrees. So if there is an institution in Ghana which claims to have a charter from a chief, then it is laughable, isn't it?
Yes, but are you denying the existence of such an institution?
This came to our attention about 5 or 6 years ago, and we did a publication on our website and in the newspapers about them, that there is no such institution in this country, or even if it exists, then it exists illegally.
How do you react to the suggestion that you have not been able to discharge your duties effectively and that the board should be dissolved and reconstituted?
What are the reasons for that? You see, you are conducting a research and you start by drawing conclusions before you have even done any research. They just started on the social media attacking the board. And is that how we conduct research? What is their qualifications? What is their status? What qualifies them to call for the dissolution of the board?
Mr. Dati said the NAB law is being amended to give protection to academic titles. After that, it will be illegal for people to use academic titles they did not earn.
I think prosecutorial powers lie within the bosom of the Attorney General. We can report such an institution to them or the security agency, but we cannot go to court and prosecute anybody.
Then let's also look at the issue of degrees people are awarded. You have the academic degrees and then the honorary ones. And you're saying that people should not use the honorary degrees?
Yes. Honorary degrees are just meant for that. They are honorary. Honorary doesn't mean that you can go about calling yourself Dr. Susu and Su or Dr. Susu and Su. If you are honored with an honorary degree, it ends there. Worst of all is those coming from unaccredited institutions. If the institution is not mandated to award qualifications, then it cannot also award honorary qualifications.
What does the law say about people who are conferred with these honorary degrees and they want to use it?
Well, at the moment, I think there is a gap in the law, and that will be corrected when the National Accreditation Act is amended as it is being done now.
Oh, in other words, the act is undergoing amendment.
Yes.
What are the new, probably, introductions to the law?
One of them is the protection of academic title.
And what does that mean exactly?
What that will mean is that if you are not entitled to it, you cannot use it. And you are asking me what we will do, whether we go to court or not. That will empower us to refer them to both the security agencies and probably the Attorney General for prosecution.
that was the executive secretary of the National Accreditation Board, Kwame Dati, talking to Bubu Klinogo.